Welcome back to the Press Box and another Saturday in 2024. As always, my great friend, my host, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Janer, great talking to you today. Before we get started with our look at racing today, we would like to tell the folks in the Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, Janer, so I guess it begins in earnest today. This is the start of the championship series, the road to the Kentucky Derby prep season. 20 races that awarded a winning horse between 10 and 30 points. And so now the championship series unfolds across 16 races at 10 different tracks, points going between 25 and 50. And how about we take a look at the Risen Star?
It gets serious now, big boy. The road starts to get a little more serious, brother. Risen Star has really become an outstanding race. And, you know, it's a big prep for the Louisiana Derby, as always.
Yep.
And in the Fairgrounds, had the opportunity to visit it a little earlier this year, and it is spectacular. It looks beautiful. You know, we were there on just a random Saturday, and every seat in the facility was full. It was just a lot of fun and really enjoyed ourselves. And I know it'll be rocking and rolling here on Mardi Gras week.
Oh, yeah. For those who have rock and rolled their way back to consciousness after Mardi Gras. of course, this weekend, there is also, what is it? It's the Sunland Derby and the Hyacinth Stakes at Tokyo. But let's go ahead and take a look at this Risen Star, $400,000 grade three at a mile and an eighth. Final race on a 14-card program, 7:17 Eastern is the post time, and a lot of attention being paid to Track Phantom.
You know, and rightfully so. He's won three in a row. He's won two, the last two at the Fairgrounds. He won the Gun Runner at the end of December, and then he came back and a month later won the Grade 3 LeCompte at Fairgrounds, both of those a mile and a 16th. All three in the wins in a row have been in a mile and a 16th. You know, he's 7-2 in the morning line. Joel Rosario is going to be coming to town again to ride. He's ridden two of those three wins. And, you know, I think he'll go down in the betting odds before post time. But the son of Quality Road, he's out of an Into Mischief mare named Miss Sunset, who was a stakes winner in her own right, and she's already thrown two starters, two winners, and one stakes winner, that being this guy, Track Phantom. You know, they paid $500,000 for this horse, but
right.
There's a couple in here that they paid more for. But the thing that, you know, that you wonder, and how far, how long will it take before the distance catches up with this guy? He's raced five times. He's been on the lead all five times, really out since the start. In the Gun Runner, he was second by a head, so really he was on the lead. So really in all of his starts, he wants the lead. And, you know, I think, you know, there will come a day, and I think it's today, Buzzy, that
yeah.
he has to face the music of going farther and having front-end pressure.
Okay, so that sounds to me like you're looking elsewhere with your wager.
I am looking elsewhere, and I think there's a chance that I think you got to use Track Phantom to hit the board. But there's a couple of interesting scenarios here, Buzzy. One is the addition of Cardinal, a three-year-old Spikestown colt trained by Todd Pletcher. Pletcher's bringing a couple over. The blinkers come off this horse, so that may slow his front-end speed down just a tad. But owned by Stone Street Stables, and this horse is really, in a lot of ways, going, I think, to test the front-end muster of Track Phantom. The other horse that's really going to be interesting to watch is a horse that's parked all the way outside of Track Phantom, who drew the 11 hole. which really demands that this horse get a clean break from the starting gate. So, you know, but outside of Rosario and Trek Phantom is a horse named B Dancer, trained by Dallas Stewart. And this is a horse that broke its maiden last time out, Buzzy, but did it at 6 furlongs. And that's a sprint distance, and this horse showed speed in that race, won by a length, but a huge step up in class, obviously. First time in a route, obviously. But this horse could go and push Trek Phantom on the front end from the outside, and Cardinal, who's going to break from the 9 hole, could challenge him on the inside, and Trek Phantom could find himself kind of in a cheese sandwich.
Wow, how about that? All right, so that brings up the question then of how are you going to play it, my friend?
Well, I'm going to go to the inside. I'm going with a horse that is going to make the 2024 debut here in the Risen. You know, he ran twice last year, won the first start in November up in New York, came back, ran second by a dirty nose, caught right on the wire in the muddy Remsen Stakes, the Grade 2 Remsen. The horse that ran third in that race, the Grade 2 Remsen, came back and won his next time out. Drum roll, please.
Yes.
This horse is Sierra Leone, trained by Chad Brown. This horse, Buzzy, sold at Basic Tipton 2022, their Saratoga sale for $2.3
million.
Wow. To the connections of Mr. John Magnier, Michael Tabor, and Mr. Smith as well. You know, this is obviously Coolmore connections. And trained by Chad Brown, going to get the blinkers for the first time. This horse has been coming from well off the pace in both of his previous starts, a win and a nose defeat. But he's going to get blinkers for the first time. And Chad Brown wins 22% of the last 139 races when adding the blinkers for the first time. Sierra Leone is going to be my horse. I think a horse that could run a very competitive race in here as well is a horse that just broke his maiden last time out and does show some speed as well. Trained by Steve Asmussen, who is the trainer of Trek Phantom, so you don't expect that. But another one owned by the Magnier, Tabor, and Smith connections. They paid $1.4 million for this son of gun runner named Hall of Fame. You don't really name a horse Hall of Fame unless you think you might have a chance at being one.
Right.
And so those are my two top choices. I'm going to throw in Trek Phantom maybe to hold on for a piece of the action, maybe. But I think he's going to tire in this mile and an eighth. That's the longest he's ever run. I think he's going to face legitimate speed for the first time. Tyler Gaffleyone getting on Sierra Leone, and then Ricardo Santana Jr. riding Hall of Fame. Those are my top two picks.
All right, Gene, and a reminder to folks that Gene has been working on the entire card at the fairgrounds. You can get all his picks at thepressboxlts.com. As he said, it's a great, great meet, and you'll want to get his picks for this Saturday, the day of the Risen Star. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by FenceBuyers.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, as always, here's hoping you and the lovely Leanne have a fabulous weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, and I think in closing, it's only apropos.
Apropos
that you and I were going to be dining.
Yes, I love that.
In Versailles at a restaurant owned by John Rabinowitz and my good friend and yours, Charlie O'Connor, who happens to work at Ashford Coolmore Stud, on a day that they could sweep the top two spots in the Risen Star. We're going to have us a little rising over there at the restaurant in Versailles, owned by our great friends. If you want to come, Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer, will be signing autographs before and afterwards.
Stop it.
Bring those ball gloves and balls that you want to have signed by the Hall of Famer, Buzzy Baker.
Love you, my friend. Have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you later.
See you, brother. Take care.
All right.